It's Rocktober.
Okay, so who rocks? What rocks? It's Rocktober. I want to hear about stuff that rocks. 877-6-COOPER is the number. What or who rocks? You can email us at cooperlawrenceshow.com, but it's a call-in show, so we're going to ignore your emails today.
House rocked last night.
Oh, now, wait a second. Is this the third episode? Because you and I both saw the first two.
Yes, this is the third one. We haven't seen this one.
Is that when the guy dies?
They all die.
Oh, yeah. No, he almost dies.
That's every episode.
Yeah. No, he almost dies.
And then House saves him.
Exactly, at the last minute.
Okay, well, House rocked last night?
Yeah, it is kind of getting a little, you can tell what, you could write that episode.
Unrockable.
Yeah, but it's rocking.
You know what rocks?
Hmm.
Guys with motorcycles.
Yeah.
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 You know what doesn't rock?
What?
Guys with motorcycles who own Shih Tzus.
Oh. Hey, he doesn't ride on the bike.
Oh, the dog doesn't?
No.
Because I'll tell you, if he did, here's something else that rocks. Doggles.
Yes.
Have you ever seen doggles?
I was in the Harley-Davidson store the
of
other
course.
Day.
Well, like you always are.
Go figure.
Yeah.
And I was there buying something. And and somebody brought in a 5-week-old pit bull.
Oh, no.
And they were getting leather for the pit bull.
Of course they were. A pit bull needs leather.
So they had to bring the pit bull in to get the leather for the pit bull.
And did they buy the pit bull doggles?
Probably. I think they bought the dog everything.
Doggles rock.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, it's, have you not? Oh, come on. I don't care what your dog looks like or what, you know, like the ugliest dog in the country, that contest. You put a pair of doggles on any dog and it's just
cute
still.
It's a cool dog.
Oh, it's a cool dog. Yeah. Doggles rock. So who rocks or what rocks? It's Rocktober and we're celebrating Rocktober.
And you can say it like this.
Stop it.
Yeah. You can come and say it like this.
Stop
so
it with
who
that
or
voice.
What rocks? 877-6-COOPER.
Thanks, excuse to do flippin' lug butter.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi, Cooper.
Sherry, it hurts to do that voice, by the
time,
way.
Yeah.
You know, that really hurts. So, Sherry, who rocks?
Grandkids rock.
Grandkids do rock.
Really?
Do you have grandkids that absolutely rock?
Yes, I have one right now, and I'm going to have 3 more.
Is somebody pregnant with triplets?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord, that rocks.
That just rocks.
That does rock. Congratulations, Sherry. That's grandkids do rock, especially 3 at one time.
Oh, yeah.
And you can give them back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you.
See, I can't do that now. I can't just give them to somebody because they're mine. But if they're grandkids, then you can say, take this away from me.
You'll see when your boys start having kids. Oh, that'll rock. It's going to be weird, right? You as a grandpa.
No, it's not going to happen.
Why? You'll be dead by then?
I'll be dead by then.
No, why?
Because I cannot, I cannot do this show if one of my kids have a kid.
Why?
I'll never live that down.
I love calling you grandpa.
<To see.
laughs> It'll be so fun.
But it's 15 years down the road, so I'm not even worried about that.
Wait, your kids are, how old are your kids? 6?
11 and 6.
So 6, so you're planning 15 years from now. That's a lot of pressure.
You're right.
That's not much time.
At least 15 years from now.
I think the 11-year-old's going to have kids sooner.
Oh, stop.
You are in Gastonia. You are
it.
In the South. I say in the next 5 or 6 years he has a kid. That's my vote.
By Christmas break.
By Christmas break, you'll have grandkids. And you'll know what Sherry's talking about, how much grandkids rock. All right, it's Rocktober. So who or what rocks? 877-6-COOPER. Hello, Jay. Yeah, to you.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. You got to do it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had 2 things. Sherry wanted me to say that Cooper and Sean Lee rock.
Thank you.
And the one that I thought of, it seemed pretty obvious to me, but the Chad Bauer fan club.
The Chad Bauer fan club does indeed rock.
How many members is in that fan club now?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
Okay, you find out and you get back to us on
it's
that.
It's a no idea.
What does he want to know? How many people are on the Chad Bauer fan club?
Thousands.
Can we get a rundown? We haven't had a rundown in a while. Who's in the Anthony Michaels fan club, the Chad Bauer, and the Cooper Lawrence and
Sean Lee fan club?
Okay.
Give us an update.
It's going to take me just a second.
Okay, and then afterwards, you're going to have to update us on our fantasy football team league.
Yeah, who's winning that?
Oh, yeah.
Am I still beating Sean Lee? Things we have to know.
Yeah, there. I think there's 15 people, and Sean's in 15th place.
Are there really?
Yeah. That's Sean's in the last place right now. He has a terrible team.
I have the numbers on the fan club.
Okay.
Oh, you do? Go ahead. Let's hear.
In the Cooper and Sean Lee fan club, there are 48 members.
All right, that rocks.
But that's really 24 per person.
So we split the number.
And the Anthony Michaels fan club, which is called Add Anthony Michaels, I Might Get Free Stuff.
Right.
There are 51 members.
That's because he's giving away free stuff, allegedly.
Probably.
I'm winning.
And the Chad Bauer fan club has 58 members.
Woo!
Wow.
Thank you.
So Chad does indeed rock. What? Chad rocks the most.
I rock the hardest.
You rock the hardest.
Now, we'll see.
Everybody likes to join my fan club.
By the end of the show, how many people
have friended all of us. Yeah, it's true. Okay, well, we're celebrating Rocktober as of today, and we're asking you who or what rocks. 877-6-COOPER is the number to call. We'll take the top 10 callers for who rocks.
I just hump day.
All right, that's right. Happy hump day, Quentin.
Rocktober!
He's so cute. So, Quentin, on this Rocktober, to celebrate Rocktober, you tell us what rocks.
Well, the best part is my buddy's dog died. Yeah, the best part is my buddy's dog died. No,
that's good.
His dog died today.
Oh,
that's not good.
That's
that
not
doesn't
rocking.
Rock.
No, but he was really, really sad. And I'm like, dude, don't worry, your dog died in Rocktober, and we partied for his dog.
You poured a little out for the homies with the four paws?
Here's
one from a homie with the four paws and the tail.
You called in to say dead dogs rock?
Really?
Dogs
Quentin?
Awesome.
Seriously?
Really?
Really, Quentin?
Really?
Yeah, because dead dogs don't rock, Quentin.
Dead
it's the opposite. That's the opposite of rocking.
Free beer.
What am I going to do?
Are you even 21?
No, he's not even 21.
But it was for the buddy's dog.
Quinn, I can't condone this. You are not of age. I refuse to allow you to drink anymore.
And he's been to jail for drinking already.
No, I've never been to jail for drinking specifically. I was at the party when it got busted.
Oh, okay.
But you were drinking at the party.
Aren't you at work right now?
Not at the point when they busted in.
Aren't you at work right now?
Yes, I am.
So you're at work with a buzz
Quinn.
On.
No, we didn't, like, you know, party rock it on hard, you know. We just,
poured out some beers for homies.
Oh, God, Quentin. Oh, man.
Dead dogs does not rock.
Quentin, when you work here, you can't come to work drunk. First of all, it's illegal on many levels. How about this? When Quentin comes here to work, when he comes to do his internship here, can you give him a breathalyzer before he walks in?
Yeah, we're going
to
work on
we're gonna
it.
We're going to have to.
Yeah. We're going to absolutely have to. Otherwise, we're going to be in some big trouble here. Okay, it's Rocktober. We're celebrating Rocktober, and dead dogs don't rock. What's the opposite of rocking? Sucking.
And Chris Isaac.
Right. Tracy, what rocks?
Twins, and they actually have a shirt that says that too.
We're twins and we rock?
Yeah.
I love it. That's so cute. Now, how old are they?
They're 20 months old yesterday.
Oh,
girl.
Congratulations. They 20-month-old twins do rock.
They do, and they're so much fun. Never a dull moment.
When are you going to stop counting them by months?
I guess when they get 24. I don't know. I guess when they turn 2.
How old is your kids? 145 months.
How many months are you, Anthony?
In 3 days and 5 hours.
Tracy, that rocks.
That rocks.
Thank you, Tracy.
But when you say 20 months, we have to sit there and think.
And you can't do math. It's too difficult for you.
Right.
Anthony, how many months old are you?
Chad.
Chad, how many months old is Anthony?
Mentally, 36. Physically, a lot more.
How many? Figure how many months he is while I talk to Casey, okay?
Okay.
How old are you?
Hey, Casey.
Hey, how are you?
So what rocks, Casey?
My friend Teresa rocks.
How come she rocks?
You know her. She just totally rocks. Well, I have had a lot of drama with other friends lately, and just it makes me appreciate her more. And I think that I underappreciate her too often.
You know what? I know your friend Teresa, and she does rock. She's one of the coolest chicks out there and gave me nail polish that I still wear to this day.
Really? She's totally awesome. I love her. She is my heterosexual life partner.
Yeah.
I completely love her. I don't have a sister. She's the closest thing I have to a sister. And I truly believe that I, like, underappreciate her too often. And I love her. She's the greatest thing ever.
And that's the purpose of Rocktober, letting the people you know in your life, let them know how much they rock.
Yay.
Yay.
And Anthony is 449 months old.
Okay.
449 months
wow,
old.
Wow, it goes so fast. They grow up so quickly.
That's what I'm going to say to everybody. How old are you? 449
months. And Cooper is 600 months old.
Shut up. I am not.
You're 50, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so I am 600 months old. It's true. You've given it away.
50 times 12, right?
Yeah, it's true. It's a good point. Okay, so it's Rocktober. We're celebrating Rocktober by asking you who or what rocks.
Or if you want to know how many months you've lived, we can help you with that, too.
Yeah, we can do the math for you also as well. Thank you. 877-6-COOPER is the number. Hi, Donnie.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing tonight?
How old are you, Donnie?
Pardon?
How old are you?
I'm 15.
You're 15?
Yeah, does Cooper want to go for a date?
You're too old for me.
Oh, that's right. You like them 13-year-olds.
Yeah, William's 13. I don't, you know, I can't cheat on him.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, Anthony, I got to pick on you tonight, brother.
Oh, no. Oh, good. Thank God, finally.
I'm going to take some of the heat off. I'm going to bring him to some realization.
Go ahead.
All right. You know, grandkids do rock, man.
Mm-hmm.
You ride a Harley, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you going to do when you get older and don't feel like polishing the bottom of your bike? Get the rag to your grandkid, dude, and say, hey, man, help pop all out.
Exactly.
I do that to my kids now.
Now, Donnie, can you buy doggles for grandkids?
Sure.
Because I think they look cute on puppies. I think they look cute on kids as well.
You know what looks cute on a youngin' like that?
What?
The old-style flying... the pilot's mask, you know, with the leather
like
thing,
Snoopy.
The goggles.
Yeah, like Snoopy, exactly. Like
and the
when
scarf.
He does right. Yeah, the scarf. Yeah.
Like the Sopwith Camel pilot.
Yeah, the red scarf, Red Baron.
Now that brought this to your attention. What do you think about grandkids now?
I still don't want them because I don't want to be called grandpa.
Well, what are they going to call you then?
That's going to hurt. I'm not that old.
Well, neither am I, and I got one, so you're just going to have to man up.
That's right. Thank you, Donnie.
I'm only 440 months old.
What about 449?
449 months old. I'm not old enough to be a grandpa yet.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you all doing out there?
So now, Michael, it's Rocktober, so we want to know what rocks.
Being in a rock band.
Yeah, that would rock. Are you in a rock band?
Yeah, do a little music up here. We're called Exile Kane.
And what kind of music? Yeah, what kind of music and what instrument do you play?
Oh, I'm a bass player.
Oh.
Gotta have something to dance to, don't the ladies got to?
I guess so.
Yeah, gotta have a backbeat there. Play a little bit of, you know, the old Led Zeb, Jimmy, you know, break it all down into modern sound. I've been celebrating Rocktober for, probably 30 years now.
But it's only, you know, you realize, I realize you're a bass player, but it's only once a year, right?
What? No, Rocktober's every day of the year. Yeah.
Do you know how to play drums?
Yes, I can play drums also. I'm a graduate of Berklee Audio Recording Music Department.
Chad, do you have any good drummer jokes?
I do. How many bass players does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
Don't bother. Leave it out. No one's going to notice.
No, that's just mean right there.
How do you confuse a bassist?
How?
Put one of his strings out of tune, but don't tell him which one.
Hey! We only need one.
Don't tell me C string, please.
Exactly. We only need one.
How many bass players does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
One, one, five, one, five, one. Why do bands have bass players? To translate for the drummer.
That's a good one.
I think you'd be good on the Flem and Lungbutter show.
Really? Yeah. I could be a guest on the Flem and Lungbutter show?
You have to be a caller, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All
you right. could be the Ken of the Flem and Lungbutter show.
Okay. No, I'm the traffic girl.
You just call in with drummer and bass player shows.
My husband's a drummer. I know all of them.
Right.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, we're busy celebrating Rocktober.
Sounds good to me.
So what or who rocks?
My Northwest Pilot friends.
Ooh, tell me.
They rock. They have been through so much the past 5 years with the Northwest going into bankruptcy, coming out of bankruptcy. Now Delta's buying them. They've been, they're not getting a good deal through Delta. And a lot of my pilot friends, and I have both male and female, some of them are going to be losing their jobs when they go to Delta, and they've been with Northwest for 10, 15 years, and there's no seniority. And these people work really hard and have a lot of responsibility, and they're just wonderful people. So I want to give all my Northwest pilot friends, I call them my boys.
You boys rock, Northwest pilots.
They do.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Thank you, Catherine. Good. I'm glad we can celebrate the Northwest pilots. They have been through a lot. All right, so it's Rocktober. We're celebrating Rocktober. We want to give props to people or things who rock. 877-6-COOPER. It's the Cooper Large Show. Okay, we are talking about, well, today is October 1st, which means it is the beginning of Rocktober.
Yeah!
Yeah! Throw tall rocks on Rocktober. We're talking about the people and the things in our lives that rock. We want to pay homage to the things that rock because it's Rocktober. So what do you think absolutely rocks? 877-6-COOPER. It's the Cooper Lauren Show. We'll go to Virgil. If you can stop playing this music, please, for a second. Yeah, thank you. Hi, Virgil.
Hey, how's it going?
What rocks?
My wife does.
She does?
Yes, she does. No.
How come your wife rocks?
Well, we just had a child. It's our first child. She's 3.5 weeks old today.
Hmm.
And I live in Cincinnati, but I work up here in Columbus. I work for Columbia Gas. So she takes care of the kid all week, you know, devotes all of her time.
Right.
And pretty much she does it all.
That does rock. And what's your little girl's name?
Well, we named her Kaylee Lynn. My mother's middle name is Lee, so we spelled it K-Y-L-E-E, and her mother's middle name is Lynn. So Kaylee Lynn.
Kaylee Lynn. Sweet little Kaylee Lynn.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That you know what? That rocks. Your wife rocks. It all rocks.
With a name like that, you must move to the South, though.
It's true.
You can't be Kaylee Lynn and live up north. There's a place in South Carolina for you, Virgil.
Yeah, it's called Gastonia.
Right,
go there.
Come on. Kaylee Lynn. Come on, there's 14 of them here.
Come on down here, Kaylee Lynn.
Say Kaylee Lynn in a class, all of them go, why?
Hi, Robin.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am doing wonderful.
Okay, so we're talking about the things that rock in Rocktober. We're trying to pay homage to the people and the things that we think rock. So what do you think rocks?
I think your book rocks, The Cult of Perfection.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Anthony. It gets a Jethro Tull intro. That's good. Thank you, Robin. That's very kind of you to say. I appreciate that.
I think it rocks because I am one of the people that is in the book.
That's right. So that's a very good reason why it rocks. Because I interviewed you for the book. You're in the book, and I'm in the book.
Yeah.
So we think it rocks.
That's exactly right.
Pick up a copy of The Cult of Perfection at bookstores near you.
Buy The Cult of Perfection.
Thank you, Robin. That's very sweet of you. I appreciate you wanting to say
that. On sale now.
Welcome to Rocktober.
Coming soon, her new book.
I do have another book coming out. That's true.
What's the name of your new book?
The Cult of Celebrity.
Coming soon to your store.
And not until like February. We got time. Okay. We got time. Okay, so it's October, or I'm sorry, it's Rocktober. So we're asking you what or who rocks. This is the month that we are dedicating to tell the people and the things and the books in our lives. We love you. You rock. 877-6-COOPER. Hi, David.
Hey, what's going on?
David, who rocks?
The United States Marine Corps rocks. Hoorah!
You got it. Hoorah! They absolutely rock. I don't think there's anybody that can argue that point.
Marines, they rock.
Yes.
Yeah, the Marines absolutely. You
Marines rock. Hoorah!
out of the Corps now. My son just got through training in California. He's back in town. Hmm. On the way to the cookout, enjoy some time with him. And
you must be so proud of him.
Oh, yeah. He's a good boy. Volunteered and got a good head on his shoulders, got a good plan. And all the guys in Lejeune, you just can't ask for no better.
And how did the training go for him? Was it harder than he expected?
No, actually, he really enjoyed it. I gave him a lot of tips before he went in. So it was really like a camp outing to him.
That's a guy that I want to be a Marine.
Yeah.
Somebody that goes through Marine
like
training that calls it camp. That's the guy that I want to be a Marine.
That's it. He just went through there and says, I couldn't let the DIs know that I had such a good time. But he thoroughly enjoyed it. They enjoyed him. Most of the time, the drill instructor will not acknowledge anybody.
Uh-huh.
But when I went to pick him up at PI, they came up to me and said, you got any more boys? We need more like him.
Good job, David.